Ich muss sagen, wie Mori Jakob ist so Pilches, ich muss Daniel Schäne, was du schon fragst. Okay, morning everyone, good afternoon. Okay, we're continuing in Yane Sechta Avodah Zarah, in Yane Mchalom Israel, packet four. Continuing on the discussion of an hanhaga tova that a person has. So we said that if he's planning to continue it, the Shulchan Aruch says even one time, you have to, it's binding on you. Binding on you. Unless you say Bli Neder. Right? And that's what we saw, that when you make a Hataras Nadarim, say you don't want to do the Hanhaga Tova anymore. We saw that there was a machlokas between the Shach and the Gedolah Mervava. The Shach says, if you know that when you say you want to be, you fast on the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But you realize that sometimes you might have a simcha during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So we assume that when you originally mekabel, you mekabel with that mindset, so you don't need Hataras Nedarim. You don't need Hataras Nedarim. That's how the Shach explains how come it says in Shulchan Aruch that if a person is weak, then, and he was not going to be able to fast, so then he should do Hataras Nedarim. But yet the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim that if a person just has a minute to fast certain days, and he has a simcha, he doesn't have to fast. So the answer the Shach gives is he didn't expect he's going to become weak. So Mamela, he never had that mindset. So therefore, if Yitaka comes weak, he's going to do Hataras Nedarim. But everyone has a mindset that, you know, one day there'll be a bris, one day there'll be a bar mitzvah or whatever. So then he wasn't mekabel in that situation. That's how the Shach answers the stira. Again, because in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, it says that if a person had a minhag to fast certain days and he's not bari, he should do Hataras Nedarim. And yet in Aruch Chaim, it says that if a minhag to fast and a simcha comes, then he doesn't have to fast and he doesn't even need to do Hataras Nedarim. So why one yes, one no? The answer is, the mindset is that there's going to be a simcha. The mindset is not necessarily that he's going to become weak. He's not thinking in the negative mindset that he might become weak. So therefore, if he indeed comes weak, then he needs to do Hataras Nedarim in order to eat on that day.
So what's the reason that
in Yerideya, he's talking about he's talking about in your day he does require it. Your day is going, he doesn't require it because there it's talking about that he has a minute to fast and then Ira Brismila or something like that, so then he could eat at his son's Brismila and he doesn't have to do a Taras Nedarim because there the assumption was that his mindset was when he first started this Minhag Tov that he wasn't you know, that this was going to happen and he wants to take part, so it's like he was Masna Meikara. The Dogel Mervava does not like that answer. The Dogel Mervava does not like that answer. And the Dogel Mervava says, no, he thinks the answer is like this. He says, the difference is if a person is planning to go back to his original Kabbalah or not. In other words, if it's a Bris Mila, so then, okay, that's just for today. Tomorrow, next year, it won't be a Bris Mila. He still wants to fast during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's just that this year it happened to be, it was a bris milah. But tomorrow or next year, there's not going to be necessarily a bris milah of his kid. So he'll go back to fasting on the Aser Yishimei Teshuva. But that's the case in Or HaChaim. In Yoredeya, the case of being weak is not that he's weak today, meaning it's a chronic weakness. He doesn't plan to ever be able to do it again. So then, if it's something that Haggadah Tova that he wants to discontinue permanently, then you need Hataras Nedarim. But if it's on Haggadah Tova that it's on Haggadah Tova that you want to just discontinue temporarily, then you don't need Hataras Nedarim. So the case of the bris milah is just temporary. There's a bris milah now. It's not going to be a bris milah every day. So he's going to go back to his Haggadah Tova of fasting. So therefore, he would not need to make a Taras Nedarim. In contrast to the case of the Choli, that he becomes weak, that means it's not just talking about a temporary weakness. It's talking about a chronic, permanent weakness. And now, from now on, he wants to discontinue his Kabbalah, his Haggadah Tova. So then he needs Hataras Nedarim. So that's a very important, this comes up all the time. Because people, a lot of times, there's Haggadah Tova that they were knowing. And in this particular situation, they can't do it. So they want to know if they could not have to do it. Do they need Hataras Nedarim or not? So according to the Dogma of Avi, you don't need Hataras Nedarim. This is not a real neder. See, a real neder, if you took it prepare, a real neder, you have to do, you need Hataras Nedarim even for one time. It's not like there's a freebie. You get like there's the erroneous thought, like we were saying last week, that some other thing like Tfilas Kalim, you know, you get one freebie. That's not true. There's no such thing that you can get one freebie. If you buy Tfilas Kalim, you have to do Tfilas Kalim even for the first time. You have to be Tovel. Well, you get one freebie. I don't know. People have that erroneous notion of one freebie. The same thing if you took a neder. So you don't get one freebie. So we thought that maybe this is also toloi on the machlokas, the Chasam Sofer, and others. Because the Chasam Sofer says that Haggadah Tova is a neder deraisa. So if it's a neder deraisa, it's hard to believe that you're allowed, that there's a difference between whether you're going to go back or not go back. Bottom line is, you're not keeping it today, you have to do Hataras Nedarim. If it's a din derabanan, the whole idea of Haggadah Tova, so then you can say the Rabbanan only treated it like a neder that you need Hataras Nedarim is if you're planning to discontinue the Haggadah Tova Lagamri. But if you're not planning to discontinue, then it's considered you don't even need the Hataras Nedarim. That's the Dogma Mervala. Yeah.
If someone becomes in the back of people's minds, I mean, well, not a person, but the other opera, isn't it in the back of people's mind that someone has not today, but certain person has to say, isn't it assumed in the back of his mind that he has already reached shouldn't be any different than a simple. Well, I have it in the back of my mind. But also, when I get older, I have it in the back of my mind. It's not going to last forever.
No, but the mindset of people, this guy is a 15-year-old. So he's into, you know, whatever. He's not thinking about 80, what's going to be when he's 85. You know, the mindset is not, you don't think, he's not thinking in those terms, but he's beginning when he's 85, right? So he might think that he... Right, so then maybe you could... Yeah. Right. So that's the type of thing that Okay. So let us see, Rebbe Moshe, other examples of this halacha. Okay. So let us begin with the Gemara in Chulin. Okay, on page one. Packet four. Packet Dalit. Okay, maybe you want to look on. So this is about shechita. Ashochet, when you shecht, right? So echod ba'of u'shnayim b'behema, right? There are two simanim, right? An oaf, you know, right? Normally, there's the food pipe and the windpipe, right? So ba'of, you only have to shecht one simon. And then it's kosher. And the behemah, you have to shecht two simanim. Echad ba'of u'shnayim b'behemah. Shechitosu k'shera. And then there are ways of how to, you know, what's called a good shechita, what's not called a good shechita. So, say for example, if you look towards the end of the bracket on the line that begins, the line that begins, milibo. See where it says milibo? So it says, Vasu, Shehiya drasa chalada hagram of ikor. These are the five psulei shechita. What are they? Shehiya means that you paused in the middle of the shechita. Because if you paused in a certain amount in the middle of the shechita, then it's no good. Drasa means, in other words, you're supposed to shecht gliding. Drasa means you press down. Right. Like in other words, when you cut a challah, right. So you should, but then you know, if you press down, there was gliding. But so whatever you sometimes you, I'll give you a better example. How's not such a good example. An apple. When you cut an apple, so you take a good and you don't. If it's not gliding, it's pressing. Then it's no good. Chalada means that the knife was covered up by the hair of the animal, things like that. Hagrama means that there's a zone. That you have to shecht within the zone, not too high, not too low. There's a certain zone you have to shecht. So if you shecht it too high or too low, you're not in the zone, then that's hagrama. And ikor is if there's like the nick of the knife, so when you shechted, you like pulled out the simmon because there was a nick in the knife, it got caught, it didn't cut, it got like the nick in the knife got caught in the simmon, etc. So there's a tshuva here in the on page 3 in the Trumas Hadesh. It says, "Sheila Hashochet Tarnagolas Umachmas Rove Chidut Hasakim Chotecha Mafrekes Imasimonim Vasachs." So, in other words, the you have the what? You shech the semen, you shech the with the sakin, and then you cut the what? The bone of the what? Of the spinal cord. So, what's the story of that? And do you have to do kisui hadam? According to one opinion in the Gemara, that if you shechted the animal, so if you shechted the two simonim, it's good, right? But say you went further and then you cut the spinal cord, the bone of the spinal cord, so that might make it possible. That's called a gistera. Hey, shelo yachtoch kol hamafrekes lishnayim. Afilu b'holoch v'avah chumri yisei. It's a chumri yiseira. In other words, because really, once you shechted the two simanim, you finished. The fact that you went further and you what? And you cut the bone that encases the spinal cord. So it's because it's already, the shechita was already over. So whatever happens afterwards, really, but it looks like. Like it's not, you know, like you did something that makes it look like you didn't do a proper shechita. That's what the Gemara says. The lo l'shavya gistera. That's the Gemara's here. Lo l'shavya gistera. If you look in the Rashi on page 1, the first word on the line on the right side, the lo l'shavi gister shol yachtok kol hamafrekes l'shnayim. So that's a chumra that you shouldn't check the whole. So what if you did it? What if you did it? So do you still have to do kisui hadam? He says, "Chumri yisayir." He lifts on below mischavik. He says, "Nicey shom beborach evitos marab." As long as you start lachto kol mafresh l'shaim, well, ain't much alone as you pull l'shaim tape sula. It's not really a puzzle shita, but it's a chumri yisayir that if you went further and you cut down the mafrekas, that you should, because it looks like you like just severed it off. You didn't do it right, but shita could have been 100%. But once you go so far, it looks like you did something wrong. So that you shouldn't eat it. The problem is, see, we're afraid that if you do kisei adam, people are going to think, oh, it's a good shechita. And then they'll come to eat the animal. So, right? So maybe if you're going to do kisa hadam, they'll think everything is kadasu kadid. And then they'll come to eat the animal. And really, you're not supposed to eat the animal. Because once you cut so far down, they made a chumra that you shouldn't eat the animal. So he's asking, isn't it just a chumra? So why should we withgo and not do kisa hadam?
because of a funeral.
Yeah. So he says, in a Hanami, should do the Kisa. So he says, and even if you have a real suffix, whether the Shechita was good or not. Whereas you did a Shechita, and then afterwards they checked the knife, and there was a problem. So the question is, was Rashid Hashem maybe he's got Nifkam in the skin, and therefore it was Nifkam before he actually did the Shechita, and it was, therefore it's no good. But it's not sure. Maybe it was Nifkam before the Shechita, maybe it was Nifkam after the Shechita. So maybe it was a good, because if you didn't do a good Shechita, you're not Chayim and Kisei Adam. But if you're not sure if you did a good Shechita, so then you should do it. Only by Chereshot of the Katan, if they did a Shechita, so since most, anything that a Chereshot of the Katan does is usually botched up. So then you could, you don't have to do the Kisrei. Because that's like a very strong case that it was not good. But if it's a suffix, that's not such a strong suffix. In other words, it could be this very like it was okay. So then we're not going to, so it's not such a strong rove. Like, and the case over here is that you went through to the mafrekis. Again, the mafrekis is the bone that encases the spine, right? So then you do kisei adam, even though you're not allowed to eat the animal. It's a chumrah because they were machmir not to eat an animal that the mafrekis was broken. Okay, now what does this have to do with what we're to learn? Oh, so we have to learn the shud zera emes. Why not? Right? So let's look at the Zera Emes. How many Zera Emes do you ever look at? It's the time that you guys start looking at the Zera Emes. I just think that's the time, right? So let's look here. The Zera Emes on page 5. It's always good to look at the Shar block. I always like to Xerox the Shar block. So you know a little bit about, if they were Yekis or who they were. Lavarna. So was that? Huh? Italy, yeah. So he's from Italy. Very cool to say. So look what it says. Amai v'sha'a barach v'ot v'amai yeh mishpat v'nei yireinu v'odono ha'olchim l'riga ha'ogim heter b'gistra. In other words, some communities were makil by gistra. In other words, they would eat the animal. And some were machmir. So he says, what our community, Madonna, and we go to Rigov.
Modena.
And that's where?
Italy.
And where did they go to? They were traveling to where?
Maybe Reggio, I think, in Calabria. I think. Reggio.
Yeah, where's Reggio?
R-E-G-G-I-O, it's like at the bottom of the hill, not reaching the whole hill.
Where is that?
In Italy. All the way south.
Also in Italy, another place in Italy.
Yeah, it's all in Italy, yeah.
Two different places in Italy. So he says, our people, Bnei Irenu in Medina, we're going to go to Riga. There, they're knowing heter. And we're knowing yisr. So for the people that are going from Riga to Im Kavanosa Lushal Mishwan Lochush, Shall Balbaish and Misarech Etzlo Yanicho Lecho Hagister Mamash. Because if you're going from one community to another community, one community is Machmir on Gistera, and one community is Mekel on Gistera. Again, Gistera means when the Sheikh Shchita not only went through the two Simonim, but it went further and broke the bone that encases the spinal cord. So if you go to a city that is Mako, right, the people of Medina who are going to Rigo, and they're Mako, so maybe the Balabayas, when he's serving you the Shabbos dinner, is serving you Gistera. When was the last time you went to somebody's house and asked them, are you serving me Gistera? He said, Mistama, if a person usually knows that other people don't eat it, he's not going to serve it because it'll be lifta evil. So most people, you don't have to worry. Most people, some people, they're not going to serve you something, even though they hold it's mutter. But if they know that it's somewhat controversial, they won't serve it to their guests. The Dafkin, top line up, page 5. The Dafkin Bakusi, the Choshed Alif Neiver, Shochet Tzarek Lachtok Lop Gizayis Bosa, Mitos, Ochlo Mutu Lachu Mishkitosa, Ochlo Asa Lachu Mishkitosa. It's only by a Kusi that they're Choshed Alif Neiver.
That's a good question.
What? What do you say? Do you hear me?
Yeah. Do you hear me?
Yeah. Everything good? So you said.
But this Isser is only an Isser of is Marasayan, right? It's not really. If somebody ate it by mistake, he was over a Shagigan and an Isser.
Well,
so if I'm eating it and I don't know if it's Gistera, there's no Marasayan as far as I'm concerned. Why do I have to, even if, what would be the
Marasayan? They would know a Gistera. They would know a Gistera. Some communities would know a Gistera. So he says, you don't have to worry. Only when, because it would be Lifnei Iver for them to serve it.
So the shaila is on the person who's serving or the person who's eating it?
Well, the question is, the person who's eating it, does he have to worry that he's being served? If he's going into a community that they make on the Gistera, does he have to be worried that he's going to go to someone's house and that's what they're serving?
And the answer is because we're saying they're marked on the flavor.
Yeah. And he says that this will be real if the Iver, the Trey Ivni Nara, gave the Areach Ochel Mishal Balabais, the Moite Loeno Yachal Echel. So, whereas I'm a guest in the Shabbos, I don't have any food with me. So, if you don't give it to me, I'm not going to eat it. So, you're giving it to me. In other words, usually, if the Iver derives the means, then you're giving it something that I couldn't have gotten myself right now. So, if you're Shabbos guest at your house, I didn't make any food to Shabbos. So anything I'm eating is from you. So if you give it to me, the only way I would have had to eat it is from you. That would be lifnei iver. But even if I could have gotten otherwise, it's still a din d'rabbanan. Because if I give trade food that you couldn't have gotten otherwise, but it's still a din d'rabbanan of lifnei iver. Feel me for over me at no is a dog very attention also, but it's a hot year, shows a dog also. You have to tell him. Okay, so then he says, So maybe you could say Lifnei Iver is only on something that's an Issur D'oraisa. Aval Gistera, Avla Nogim, Zeh Issur, Eino El Mishum Chumra Ba'alma. If I had been, I did Mutter. So maybe it's only a Chumra. So maybe the guy doesn't have to say anything if he's giving Gistera. Right? So maybe, so what does the Zeh Emes say? Tavade lesa. No, the sof chaimel dvarim amutar machem dogu buhav iser dino kened. He says no, because even if it's just a chumra, but this guy is coming to my table, he's knowing bo what? He's knowing bo iser. So he has an hagatova not to eat gistera. So then I can't give him, even though I think it's butter. I'm knowing even to eat it. Say, and him. He's knowing what? As a chumra. But look what he says. The Dvarma Matar Machem Dogma Isser Dino Kineda. Poskin Bachron Mikhe Hadar Havale Hadar Hanal Isura Dorais. So what is the Zara Emma saying?
Even if it's only a chumra Bahoma, then with that Hebrew aspect, it's still Dorais.
No. What does he say? No, if it's only the Rabbanon, then Lifnei Iver is not. He's not saying that. He's not saying that. What is he saying? Oh, so what is he saying? Emes. So the Zera Emes holds like.
I'm so sorry.
The Chasam Sofer. The Zera Emes says like the Chasam Sofer that if somebody. This is an unbelievable thing that somebody comes to your house and is machmir in something, and you're not machmir, but if you give him the food and he's machmir, so then for him it's an hagatova, and says the Zera Emes, hagatova is a deraisa, like the Chasam Sofer. Because most poskim hold not that way. Most poskim hold that a hagatova is what? Is only the Rabbana, right? But we saw that the Chasam Sofer holds the Raisa because Chasam Sofer says any mitzvah, things like that, even belave, is the Raisa. So, and since it's the Raisa, then it's going to be Lifnei Iver.
Rabbi, this is the minhag of the locale where he grew up, and that's like the second type that the Maharam Sheikh say, where the minhag is minhag amakom, it's not his own personal minhag that would qualify as the oraisa, no?
Yeah, well, this is the from this city. Once he was going to a city that the people were mako. He's coming from a city that's machmir.
I thought the Chasam Sofer applies only when it's a personal minhag, not the minhag of the city where he's from.
No, but if it's a personal minhag, but you're doing it lemaisa. In other words, if the minhag is that you're keeping this minhag of not to eat gistera, so then for you, even though it's a chumra ba'alma, for you for this guy it's a nisa d'orais.
Okay.
Because he's not doing gistera b'dover, and even though it's just a chumra. Right, we saw in the Truma Sadeshan. What did the Truma Sadeshan say? That if you shech the gistra, do you do kisei adam? Well, no. What did the Truma Sadeshan say? To do, right? Because I told you, every you're mechuyif to know every Truma Sadeshan. I tell the smicha guys, but I can tell it to you too. Every truma is a desh. You don't necessarily have to know every zera emes. Just, right? But if not to know truma is a desh, I don't know what to do with you. You don't know every truma is a desh, right? That's the classic, say, from Sak, is the truma is a desh. You have to know every truma is a desh. You can't have her now. Suri Doraisa. Wow. What do you think of that? He's like the Chasam Sofer. He's like the Chasam Sofer. So we found someone, and they've completely put it out, but they point out that this Zera Emes is like the sheet of the Chasam Sofer. That a minute Tov, like you knew, is binding me Doraisa. If you were planning to do it all over Ed and you did it one time, you started doing it, so it's like you took an Ed there, and it's a deraisa. And what did Chasam Sofer say about Torah? Because it doesn't say, Kol asher yetze bipiv yaseh, kichol, achariah. That's a hard parashas, matas, as in most years it's matas masi. It's not possible to be a balkariah matas masi. Do they embroider? They do the masos, the same like we do, or a different thing?
Not quite.
It's a little different.
Yeah. The same thing, the same thing by also for all of by
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the different the good in here, what can I tell you? Oh, and then he gets Chay Muchach Mimash Kosuk Chuvas Maram Rutberg. Bisha Oze Bez Yom Kippur. Some people had a minute to keep Yom Kippur in 2 days. This is a fake of the Yom. We don't have that minute. It's hard enough to keep it 1 day. So some people keep Yom Kippur 2 days. So he says, Misha Ozen Beis Yom Yom Kippur Chal Yom Beis Be'er Shabbos. This year. Right? Because it was Thursday. The Mutter Lechel B'Shabbos. In other words, so you keeping Yom Kippur on Thursday and Friday, right? Now, most of the world was eating on Friday. Not only they were eating on Friday, they were cooking on Friday. So could you eat something that was cooked on Friday? If you're a person who's noyeg, say you're a person who's noyeg to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur, and then somebody cooked food on Friday, where you're noyeg Yom Kippur, could you eat that food on Shabbos?
Sure. It's like Erev Shabbos. You could ask, if you were Mekabel Shabbos early, you could ask another year to do a melacha for you.
Right. So Rabbi Katan is saying that if you Mekabel Shabbos early, it says Shulchan Aruch, that you could ask a Jew who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos early to do melacha for you. So Chora, if you keep 2 days of Yom Kippur, but everyone else is not keeping 2 days of Yom Kippur, so then they could cook for you, just like he's saying by Kabbalah Shabbos early.
Worse,
you want to say again? Two days of Yom Tov in Israel. If you're an American in Israel. Yeah, so that would be a similar thing.
What would be the Shiloh? The Shiloh of Masa Shabbos Masa.
You would say it? Okay, so he says that what? A field name the Hashif Tisur the Abarba, Mavadak Shita the Daf, he served the Abarba. So he's saying, Hey Muhammad, but the Maram Rutenberg says that you're allowed to eat from what somebody cooked for you. Wake up, Mechashem, and Yibra Bishvila, Field of Makiro, of Meiver Lover. So he says, Achanam, you know, you done a field, and how you used to be the Rabban Ba'am, of Ada Heb, Balbai Circle, Deal Arech, Shosa Ofen Gistra, Bishop Mikashel. Because if Gistra was a Dindra Banan, you'd have to tell him that I'm serving Gistra. Chai Kareel Lafishim Shumitri Iver. Here's the same. Basically, he says the same thing that the Chassid Sofer says, that sometimes if something is mutter legamre, that's what the Chassid Sofer says. If something's mutter legamre, like if you hold a Chol Yisrael, if it has pikuach, then it's mutter legamre, but you're nohig issa, that's more chomer than if you hold it's osa medina. So if you hold it's osa medina, then it's only a din rabbanan. But if you're makabel, If you hold that Reb Moshe is really right, Medina, but you still want to be machmir, that's more chomer than if you just machmir because I don't know. Just say Chabad. Chabad holds it's also Medina, right? Yeah, Avram. Chabad holds it's also Medina. Like the Chassid Sofer, they hold it's also Medina. So, and another fellow holds that it's put to be Dina, but I still want to be Machmir. So the Chassid Sofer said an unbelievable word, that people who think it's put to be Dina, but still a Machmir, that could be an Issa D'Oraisa, because they're Mekabe. And people who think that it's also Medina, it's only a Din Rabban. I think I put it back in this packet also. You have to see it again. This is the unbelievable Chassid Sofer in the world. But I showed it to you, and I'll show it to you again. I'll show it to you again. Is it? But he says it's the Raisa. Was it this page here or page 17? Says here is currently what is it the rice. Second. I don't know. Was that, yeah? I think so. And was that the same page or? Was that the same page in the Chasam Sofer? No, it's a different. It's not. I didn't put it this way. But that's the I keep telling you that. So he says the same thing. I think the same Chalidah points out that if your whole Gistera is a Isser Medina, so then it would be an Isser Derabban. If your whole Mutter and you just were Mekabel, so then it's more Chomer. It's an unbelievable.
Rabbi, would that apply by, let's say, the Erev, Manhattan Erev?
Manhattan Erev. Ooh. Hey, look at Manhattan Erev. You know what about? So if you hold that, it's what? The old Manhattan Erev? Or the Erev they have today in Manhattan?
What? No, I'm saying.
Manhattan Erev was Rav Kasher, Rav Mendel Kasher's Erev. He held that. The seawall around Manhattan, most of it, that the parts that don't have a seawall, the water's there, so that counts. I once went on a trip. I went on a boat to see Rav Kasher's Erev on a Sunday morning. I went on a boat around Manhattan to check Rav Kasher's Erev.
Sure.
But now even the people who hail from it, they say, oh, we don't use it anymore. We use the other. I personally don't use any of these Erevin. I only use Erevin when there's a Carmelist Gomer on the Chol HaDeis. Like when you go to a bungalow colony, camp or summer camp. Even though summer camp is not so pushy because, Camp Marasha, it's interesting, Camp Marasha was built on a road, public road. So the main camp is on a public road. So I don't carry there. And where the kollel is not on a public road. It's a privately owned road. Yeah, so these things aren't possible. So whenever it's a Shiloh and the Raisa, I don't use it. If I get involved in a Daraisa, that's why she
does.
And why get involved in a child of a.
Why we make them a skila?
It's a skila, yeah? It's not questions. Okay, but, what can I tell you? It's not question. Nothing's question. But I go to the March Akola, I speak sometimes, I say, I go to the camp of Marsha Kola once a summer, so no one will say that I'm not Molde Be'eris. Molde Be'eris. But only when it's not, no Shiloh Deraisa. Any street today in the city is a Shiloh Deraisa. I told you, Rabbi Willis was over. They asked him about the street, this one of these areas here. Is it befoolish? They asked Rabbi Moshe Bick. Rabbi Willis said, they asked Rabbi Moshe Bick, is it befoolish? What did Rabbi Bick say? Biz California. It's befoolish till California. Biz California, Rabbi Bick said. Because you can get into a car, drive to, right? You can take a car right here, right outside. Drive to LA, right? Drive to LA. But it's foolish. Still California. Feels California. Meaning it doesn't have to be straight. That's the point. As long as you can get there.
So
you're saying, so if a person doesn't carry in the Erev, so if he doesn't carry in the Erev, Medina, so he holds Medina, but if he, it's only minhag, so then if you hold like the Chasam Sofer, you know the Chumra, so according to Chasam Sofer, it's still a Daraisa. Still a Daraisa. But it won't be, it's a Skila, that's the difference. In other words, if you hold it's Medina, then it's a Skila to carry. If you hold it's only Medina Chasam Sofer, that's Minhaga, then it could be an Issa Daraisa, but not an Issa Skila. And the other, and So either you hold its mutter and you carry, or you hold that it's also medina, that it's a skilo, or you have a minik to carry, not to carry, and that will be tole whether minik mitameder is a dinderais or a dinderabon. So most shitas hold it's only dinderabon, and the chasim sofer and the zera emes say it's a minik mitameder is an issa dinderais.
But in the case we spoke about the person who pays a tefillah, so the question was, is he allowed to eat the
second? Right, so he's matin.
So even if it was even if it was Shabbos, so we're matin, even the basic matin here. For others, Pesha Yasu.
Right.
Right? This is no worse than cooking on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Cooking on Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a fascinating topic we had today about the Gistera and how that applies to Hagatova. And the Kisa Hadan, the Gistera of the Trumas Hadeshim. Okay, so we still didn't finish this path. We have still a Marashtam to do and other things to do, but it's a fascinating topic, the Zera Emes and the Trumas Hadeshim, how that applies to other things as well. Okay, Rabosi, have a good day. Bezer Shem tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday, so we have shiur from 11 to
12.
11. Yeah, but we're doing 11. Does that work for you? Or is that too? Were you learning with? Yeah. What time do you learn until? Yeah. Okay.